brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals and Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch on this Monday, January 24th. Going to be a great day today. We're looking at sunny skies and a high of 63. Currently 36 at the studios of 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Oh, man, I'm still trying to recover from this weekend. What a weekend of football. The NFL has never been better. I mean, ever. And I'm sorry if you're one of those people who decided to boycott the league a couple years ago. Well, you missed out on some grand times. Hopefully you'll come back because, well, we don't really miss you. But, hey, it's a lot of fun. So join the bandwagon. There's still a little room. I look at those games this weekend. I know Kerry Murdoch's had fun at Jimmy Garoppolo's expense in the 49ers. And can they win a game with that quarterback? Well, they were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. But I will say this to his point. If you're watching these games this weekend and you're a fan of a team that does not have one of those dudes playing quarterback, and by that I mean a special franchise talent at quarterback, you got to be thinking, damn, we have no chance. Because going forward, the quarterback play in the National Football League, the young guys, I mean, look at the AFC title game. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. If you're a fan of one of those two teams, you feel pretty good about your future over the next decade. If you're a fan of the Chargers, you see Justin Herbert and what he does. You're like, yeah, I'm good. Let's go build the other parts around that guy. Josh Allen, he's not in the AFC Championship game, and he might be the best player in the league. I mean, if you have one of those dudes, you think, all right, that part is settled. Let's figure the rest out. And that's why, by the way, the 49ers traded multiple draft picks to trade up, multiple first-round picks to get Trey Lance, their next guy, because they know Jimmy Garoppolo probably isn't the guy who's going to lead him to a championship, even though he's one win away from getting back to a Super Bowl for a second time. But yes, he ultimately did not win when he went to the Super Bowl. That's why the Rams said, yeah, we went to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff just 3 years ago. We're not going to win anything. We can't beat Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and these guys, Patrick Mahomes. We have to go trade almost every draft pick we have just to get Matthew Stafford. The NFL is proving it is a quarterback's league, ultimately, when you get down to it. And if you don't have one of those dudes, you're shaking your head, you're jealous of those other teams, and you're probably not going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're not getting to the Super Bowl in the AFC without one of those guys. I mean, let alone winning a Super Bowl. Look, I'm a Raider fan. And I was very excited about what they did this season. They've been making incremental jumps the last couple of years, getting the playoffs this year. But I can seriously look myself and my team in the mirror right now and go, with that guy playing quarterback for us, I'm not beating those three teams. And, yeah, throwing Herbert into it, too. So, I mean,
and you've been against Derek Carr for a while. You've been solid.
They got to go get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. They have to go get one of those guys this season to be able to compete with those guys. They have to do that because they can't win against those teams as they're currently constituted. But just as for the weekend, those were four absolute dramas, each of which had its own personality. Because, I mean, Joe Burrow, who you just talked about, he got sacked 9 times. Still threw for 348 yards. He was a baller. San Francisco, Garoppolo couldn't do anything until that final drive, yet their special teams win. They block a field goal. They block a punt. They score points. The Rams gave away a 24-point lead, yet Matthew Stafford, who they spent all that money on. Look, Matthew Stafford didn't make any of those mistakes. I mean, the center snapped it over his head. All those guys
fumbled.
He didn't do anything wrong, but he manned up and took them down the field, and they won a football game. And then the Chiefs and Bills, just the greatest shootout I've ever seen between two quarterbacks. It was like, you know, anything you can do, I can do better. It was seriously the best weekend of NFL football I ever remember. For an entire four-game weekend of football, I can't remember anything that can come close to that.
You know, you always think back onto, you know, sporting events, and I think you sometimes, when your team wins, you make it out to be, you know, better than it really was in reality. It's like you get you kind of sprinkle some fairy dust on your sports memories. No matter whether you're a Chiefs fan or a Bengals fan or what, like Rams, like it was great football. No one's ever going to be able to say, it was okay. It wasn't as good as, you know, I remembered it. No, it's as good as anyone will ever remember it being. I mean, it was amazing. I don't know where you rank it. I'm sure people are going to start ranking this playoff game. You know, where do you put this in the history of all playoff games? It's way up there. I mean, I don't know that Chiefs-Bills game. I don't know that I've ever seen a playoff game better than that. Well, I don't know what it would be.
Kerry, I'm much older than you guys, and I think back to the famous Kellen Winslow game. That game.
That's what's popping up in
that,
a lot
that Miami,
of
that Miami and Chargers, game. Right. I mean, I remember watching that game and was like, I can't imagine just a knockdown, drag-out slugfest like this. But just the skill level and the athleticism of the two quarterbacks who played last night, they're both ridiculous. They both led their teams in rushing on top of all the touchdown passes they threw. It's crazy what they did.
But again, and the reason why we're talking about being one of the greatest things we've ever seen, it's those two quarterbacks. It's not because, oh, man, the running backs were in a shootout or the defenses rose up. No. None of that happened.
Well, it's like you watch Tampa Bay and the Rams, and Cooper Kupp was the best thing in that game. Mm-hmm. Like, Tampa Bay, like, they were – Tom Brady was relying on Rob Gronkowski to make big plays for him, which he looks like an old man out there running around, like – He was trying to go to his other receivers and
How did Mike Evans get behind Jalen Ramsey? I was like, are you kidding me? How did you let him get behind you?
Yeah, I mean, but he tries, you know, he tries to go to Mike Evans early. It doesn't work. He's having to go to other people. Like, all I'm saying is you saw Tampa Bay come back in that game, but it's not like that was, you would call that a juggernaut of an offense that Tampa Bay has. What you saw with Kansas City is you saw great players all over the field. Even Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back. I mean, he was a big factor in that game last night. Plus, you saw Tyrann Mathieu get knocked out of that game with a concussion. And then you turn it to the other side and all the players and playmakers that the Bills had. And I mean, Josh Allen was throwing to a guy that most people had never heard of, and he had a couple of touchdowns.
Gabriel Davis.
And had the final Gabriel Davis.
200 like, yards receiving.
If you can tell me where he went to college, I'll kiss your butt.
Someone texted me like, I never knew who Gabriel Davis was until tonight. Like, I didn't even know he was a player in the NFL, and he's made two of the biggest catches in history in the NFL playoffs. It was like, it was just bullet after bullet after bullet after bullet. I mean, it was amazing.
And Kerry, perfect throws, too. I mean, perfect throws from every angle you could possibly see. Because Josh Allen was dropping down and throwing the football, too.
Oh,
it was ridiculous. I said...
You don't need to kiss my butt, but it was Central Florida.
I just looked it up.
And you know he hasn't washed in a while.
Kerry, I said that's the closest thing to a John Elway-looking quarterback I've seen in the league since John Elway played in this league, what Josh Allen did yesterday. It was crazy.
First Take, sponsored by McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic, Oklahoma's most trusted choice in orthopedic care.
I think we need to expand this tree a little bit, Phil. There are some other things about, and I know I don't want to be just angry about the overtime rule in the NFL, but they've got to change that. They've got to change that. It's
no,
just
no, they don't.
Stupid.
If they would have just limited to a field goal,
okay,
then they would have got the ball
Stop
back with a chance
Kerry.
To win.
Josh
but
Allen
have,
deserved
have
to have
to play
the ball.
Defense and offense.
Well, no, you don't, because in the
you have to play defense.
No, you don't.
You have to play defense.
Apparently, you
That's
don't.
Part of football.
Apparently, you don't, because if they kick the field goal, they get the ball back. So it's not consistent. That's all I'm asking is be consistent.
Everyone knows the rules going in, Curtis.
No, I get it. I get it. It's a stupid rule, Kerry.
You have to limit these guys to a field goal if you want a chance to get the ball back.
It's a stupid rule. The Chiefs even agreed. They tried to get the rule changed 2 years ago.
The game had to end at sometime. Okay. Someone had to have the ball last, and the Chiefs did.
Buffalo screwed up kicking the football into the end zone.
Yes.
We can take it from there and we come back. Yeah, because listen, that was the first of screw-ups for the Buffalo Bills. They should have won.
All that and more coming up next on 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.